Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Why is it when I change an opinion over time, it's I'm flip-flopping, but when Lima does, he has the benefit of new information?
You did it in two straight segments.
So. I did not do it in two straight segments. I did not do it.
You said it
when
was
did I do it?
Not insane to have the conversation about swapping out Brissett if they're like, only a one-loss team at that point. And then the very next segment, you totally change your mind.
I said it's an insane but worthwhile conversation to have. Maybe I misspoke.
Wait a minute.
When's the other time I ever flip-flop? You said twice. When's the second time? Allegedly.
First of all, it was a tweeter that brought it up that you had flip-flopped.
Well, I didn't flip-flop.
Again.
I didn't flip-flop. See, that's the difference between me and you.
And I guess you also,
I'm more direct with people, so okay. I just don't hoodwink the way
you do. I'll tell you where you flip-flopped.
Your entire argument is a giant Ponzi scheme. That's your entire career.
When I was the first person in Cleveland to want Deshaun Watson even after the playoff year.
What?
And everybody ripped me, and you ripped me. You told me that he was barely better than Baker Mayfield, and his only one playoff win in 4-12 season meant that he's not elite, and today you're telling me he's elite.
So He has not played a game since then.
He's had 2 years of rust since then.
Excuse me. We have two producers that's job is to listen to every word that comes out of our mouth to make sure we don't say something terrible. Did I or did I not say that he was elite at all over the last hour of the show? No, I did not.
So what do you
think? I said he better be elite. That's what I said.
So how good do you think he is?
I think he's very good.
You guys want to call me back? You want to reschedule and we'll do this again another time?
No, I want you here to moderate this argument is what I want. That's what I want. I didn't say he was elite. No. I did not say he was elite. I said he better be elite.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but I side with Lima every time over you. Every time.
That's just because you're biased.
Champions
pose,
Jason.
And you're not very smart.
Champions pose. Champions pose. Up your nose with the rub.
It's just a shit. Like the rest of them. He sees a master's degree, and he sees the glasses, and he's reminded of this nostalgia of the guy on the Forest City Auto Parts sign, and so he just wants to agree with Anthony.
No, Lima's way smarter than you are on those topics, so I don't know what you're talking about, but I would go with Lima.
Name five.
Every time.
Name five.
Name five what?
Exactly, dummy. Anthony, talk to stupid.
All right, so
here.
Obviously none of us truly think Jacoby Brissett is going to take this team to 10-1, but the way he's looked the last 2 weeks, he looks poised. He looks comfortable. I mean, is there any way, especially like if he came, brought him back from behind on the road in Buffalo, if they beat Tampa, is there any way this is even a conversation in that building if they have like the number one seed in the AFC at that point?
$230 million guaranteed.
Yeah, yet you called me stupid here at the beginning of this conversation. Okay.
If you're really going to argue, this is insane. So I'm like picking up on what's going on. If your argument, Ken, is that Jacoby would start over Deshaun after Deshaun is...
No, he's saying he wouldn't. He's
exactly,
saying there's no
Jason.
Chance.
Hi, dummy. Welcome to the conversation. I'm saying he would never do that.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
so why did you do this
swerve.
To me?
Swerve.
Prima, you think there's a chance?
I said if all those things came into place where he would be responsible with, let's say he engineers a come from behind win in Buffalo, they beat Tampa, they're 10-1, then that would be the best start the Browns have gotten off to in how many years? Now they're just going to hand it over to somebody who hadn't played in 2 years?
Yeah.
Who my co-host told me was not elite and wasn't that much better than Baker Mayfield?
Guaranteed. Huh?
who my co-host also said wasn't that much better than Baker Mayfield.
That 3 years ago. You're the one who's allowed to say that you have the benefit of new information. I'm not allowed to say I have the benefit of new information. I'm not allowed to use that same example. I'm not allowed to use that same sentence.
Lyman, for the record, Zach and I were in that life raft with you however many years ago.
Thank you.
They pursued Deshaun. So, but no, listen, when Deshaun Watson is eligible to play, Deshaun Watson is going to play, period. Give him $230 million guaranteed contract. He's the starter on this team. I don't care if they're 10-1. Deshaun Watson is going to play. And fans can scream about it and they're going to argue about it. Sure, Deshaun Watson is the quarterback of this football team from the day he is able to play until his contract is up.
So, Jace, are you not buying the Brissett that right now, according to where you look? I mean, I've seen him ranked as high as number 6. I've seen other places have him number 8. Through 3 games, he's a top 10 quarterback by almost every measure. Are you not buying that?
Jacoby's played great. Like, I'm not going to take that from him. He's had 2 terrific games back-to-back. Obviously, clunker in the first one. Okay, whatever. He's had 2 wonderful games back-to-back. But I wrote this at the time of the trade, or when I was making the case for Jimmy G all along, which Jimmy G had a terrible game against Denver. I'm not going to run from that. He was awful the other night. But people who watched him in Indy said the more Jacoby played, the more he got exposed. So let's just sort of pump the brakes on everything. I'm happy to give him his flowers. I'm glad he played as well as he did. I hope it continues. But just from past experience, the more he plays, the more he gets exposed. They've got a lot more really good teams ahead. We knew the schedule was built to get off to a fast start. They're doing that, so I don't know why suddenly now it's become, oh, my God, Jacoby's wonderful. No, he was always supposed to play better in these first few games. The point I made was from week 5 on, and really as the schedule strengthens here later on is when I wanted a better quarterback. So I hope he continues it. I hope he continues playing at this level, but let's just pump the brakes and wait till they start playing some better defenses before we declare that Jacoby Brissett's a top 3 quarterback in the NFL.
Jason Lloyd joining us here on the show from the New York Times on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. The Browns are 2-1 right now. How have you felt about Kevin Stefanski's play calling? Because there's been some of our media brethren, Jason, have said, well, they still think he should give up play calling because the defense isn't that good and the special teams isn't that good. I'm going, well, you know, who he delegates that to, that's on those guys. I think the play calling's been fine. I think he's done a good job through 3 games.
Cleveland is obsessed with play calling. Cleveland is obsessed with talking about the play calling, who should be calling the plays. I feel about play calling as I did about talking about Baker's shoulder injury last year. Way too much is made of it. It's overblown. I'm tired of talking about it. Kevin Stefanski is scheming dudes open all over the field. Jacoby missed them in week 1. He hit them in weeks 2 and 3. Like, again, we just got done talking about a journeyman quarterback who's playing at this level. I give a large part of the credit for that to Kevin Stefanski and the fact that and some of the putting Chubb and Hunt on the field together, something we haven't seen and something he's been criticized for in the past. Why can't you get these guys on the field together? Well, they did. They did in week 1 and they did in week 3. And I think without a fullback on the roster, I think you're going to continue to see sets like that. David Njoku had the game of his life. And all the credit to David Njoku for making those catches, and I hope that continues. But what else do you want? Like, what else do you want out of a guy calling plays other than guys running open all over the field?
I think you're possibly break. Like, maybe Alex Van Pelt would do a remarkable job. I don't know. But you're risking breaking something to try to fix something else that you can't guarantee you'd fix? I don't know. What's going to make the defense better if Kevin Stefanski's just sitting in there with him? I don't know.
That's exactly it. If AVP's calling the plays, is Denzel Ward suddenly going to play the right coverage against the Jets? Like, how does that – that doesn't make any sense to me.
I agree with you, Jason.
God, that's twice I got to agree with Ken.
Jason, so far they have really stuck to making sure Nick Chubb ups his carries. We had lots of conversations about this before the year. He's already up 5 touches a game from where he was last year. Is that all they needed to do? Should they have done that last year? Because that's looked really good so far.
Oh, it's great. And I hope it continues. I think it'll continue. But again, like, I know we have to draw major conclusions after every game. I know we have to react and that's how it works. But, like, just give this a little bit more time. Let's just let this play out a little bit more. Let's get a little bit deeper into the season. And, I mean, I don't think Atlanta's as bad as everybody else thinks. So I don't think this game Sunday is going to be as easy to, as everyone else does. I think the Browns will probably win, but I don't think it's this walk in the park. And then obviously the schedule tightens quite a bit. Although, look around, man. Like, they're already starting to catch some breaks that the Browns don't normally catch. Mac Jones looks like he's probably going to be out. Justin Herbert should not be playing football. Like, when you got to sign a waiver saying the team, you know, you have, acknowledging that the team warned you of the risks involved, Justin Herbert shouldn't be playing, but it seems like he's going to continue playing. The Chargers lost their left tackle. Like, suddenly some of these games that, you know, a month ago we were looking at going, oh, boy, I don't know about this. Look, starting to look a little bit better. So, you know, let's just wait and see, get a little bit deeper into the season, and then I think we can start drawing some longer-type conclusions. But, yeah, I think I used to tweet every Sunday, there's no such thing as too much Chubb. Just give it to Nick. And, you know, I understood at times why Kevin was trying to limit his carries, trying to keep him fresh for late in the season into the postseason, but you saw how well that worked out last year. There was no postseason. So you got to get there. And, you know, I think they're using him without overusing him, if that makes sense.
What's the goal? Can you throw a seed out for the Cavs this year?
I mean, top six. I wouldn't feel comfortable going anything higher than that just because, as everybody knows, the East is the new West. You know, I think they win 50 games. They should have won 50 last year if everybody stays healthy. So I think they're probably in that 50 to 55 win range mode. How that falls with the rest of the East, though, I'm just not sure. We got to see who stays healthy. I don't know that a team could emerge that we don't think is going to be very good. You know, I think in the NBA, you kind of know who's going to be good and who's not going to be good. It's not like the NFL where you get surprise teams every year. We know who's going to be good in the East, but you never know with injuries. If teams can keep it together or not, the Nets look like they're already imploding. That didn't take long. No surprise there. So I think they're good for 50 to 55, though. And then we'll just have to see where they fall in the seeding after that. But that should put them in the top six, probably top four.
Just knowing, top three. Yeah, just knowing that the East is just loaded for bear. I said earlier in the show they could be way better, the Cavs, than last year, and yet only win a few more games than 44. Is that crazy?
No, it's not crazy. You know, when you look at the Hawks adding DeJounte Murray, just Boston is still Boston. Milwaukee is still Milwaukee. You know, I think you're going to have – I said, how many times did I come on the show last year and say you could win five games a year just by playing hard, just by playing harder than the other teams? And the Cavs play so incredibly hard. And I don't know that teams really respected them or took them seriously for vast chunks of last year. So, you know, you could steal wins just by playing hard and competing. And I assume they're still going to play that hard. As guys get older, as they make more money, they tend not to play as hard. That's just, you know, one of the ways of the NBA. But I do think, I hope that this team continues to play as hard as they did last year and compete as well as they did. That's one of JB's really staples. And if they do that, they're not going to sneak up on teams this year. Teams are going to be ready for them, especially with Donovan here. Obviously, they're on the radar of a lot of teams. But, yeah, I think it could be a vastly better team on paper and on the court and win 50, which, you know, 48, 50, 51, which is only what? They won, what, 44 last year? So five, six, seven more wins than last year. And you think, well, that's not, you know, you got Donovan Mitchell. You should take a bigger leap than that. Well, I think your point is valid in that the East is just so incredibly strong and even better than it was last year. And plus, they were kind of playing over their skis a little bit last year and probably won some games that may be a little bit harder for them to win this year because teams are going to be taking them more seriously.
Now, I know we've done a lot of calling each other stupid here, but we do respect you and we do like you a lot. And that's why we're so comfortable with calling each other stupid. You were the one who said it, man. You were the first one to say it. Maybe a couple of other people did. I have no idea who. You were the guy who did it. I want to give you a chance to do Champions Pose, and I mean this. You were the one who said the Guardians were going to be really good this year. They are Central Division champions. Please, the floor is yours.
But you keep saying that, and I appreciate it, but I can't take full credit because I thought they would – I said that when I thought that they would make more moves. And by the time the season actually thought, I was in the same camp as everybody else. I thought they're probably a 500 team, right around 500. The division would keep them in the race. You know, they could contend because of their division they're in. But I never expected them to do this, to win the division. Like, when I know exactly what you're talking about when I came in and said they're going to be even better next year. But I was expecting something like a Matt Olson to get done, or a Carlos Rodon, or some of these targets that they chased. I expected them to add. And when they didn't add, I kind of looked at it and went, okay, well, I guess they're going to use this year to figure out what they've got. Just a remarkable year, obviously, a fantastic season. All the credit to Terry Francona, Chris Antonetti, Mike Chernoff, the players for competing. Like, these guys walk on the field and they think they're going to win. When you play 16 guys making their debut, you know, that's a recipe for 100 loss season, 105 loss season. And these dudes roll into the ballpark thinking they're going to win every single day. And they tore the absolute soul out of Minnesota and Chicago in 1 week. And it's fun to watch. They're playing their best baseball at the right time. I think they're going to make a lot of noise. You know, I was talking about this yesterday, and the final season LeBron was here, I think it was your show. I think it came on with you guys and said, like, listen, I ain't making any predictions. They could go out in the first round. They could go to the finals. Nothing would surprise me with this team. And sure enough, they almost lost in the first round, and they did go to the finals. I kind of feel that way about the Guardians. And I know it's not very good radio, but, I mean, they could get swept in the first round, and I don't think you could be terribly surprised. They could go to the World Series. Now, that, I mean, if they beat Houston, that would probably stun a lot of people. But this team believes in itself. And there's, like, you know, I kind of roll my eyes every time GMs say, we're not going to put a ceiling on this. But it's kind of true in this case. Like, but you're playing with house money right now. And these guys have nothing to be nervous about. They have nothing to be there's really no pressure on them. Just go out and play and continue to do what you do and just wreak havoc on the bases and go first to third and steal bags and put the ball in play and make things happen and then see where it lands. But, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if they're in the ALCS against, you know, Houston or New York, depending on how the matchups fall, how the seedings fall. And I wouldn't be terribly surprised if they lost first round.
Do we want to see Tampa or do we want to see Seattle?
I mean, Toronto's in there too. It could be any of those three, really. Seattle right now is a mess because Julio Rodriguez is going to win Rookie of the Year. I know people want Kwan to win it. Julio Rodriguez is just a transcendent talent. He's a generational talent. He's going to win Rookie of the Year, but he's out right now with a bad back. Suarez, their other big bat, who's had a really good year. They got in trade from Cincinnati. He's out right now. And without those guys, if they can catch Seattle without Julio Rodriguez, I would take Seattle. Tampa scares me, man. Tampa has the Guardians number ever since Kevin Cash got there. I think I'd rather see Seattle.
Jason, thank you for the time. All the best.
See you guys.
Jason Lloyd from the New York Times on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You may not realize it. Coming up next, the Guardians are playing a doubleheader in game one of a wild card. I'll tell you why next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.